This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
When you believe the finished works of Jesus, you are being obedient to the faith. Obedience to the faith is just believing. Watch this. It's right believing. Obedience to the faith is right believing. And that freaks people out because now you're having to move from obedience to the law, where you're performing and doing something, okay, versus obedience to faith, where you are believing right according to what Jesus has finished.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
How many of you know Christ is not Jesus' last? Christ is not Jesus' last name. Somebody said, what's Jesus' last name? Christ, I believe. No, Christ is the anointed one. He said, thou art the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Whew. All right, now watch this. But my Father, which is in heaven, He revealed it to you. Now, let me let you in on something. The Father, which is in heaven, sent the Holy Ghost, which is in you, so that heaven can still be revealing some stuff to you. So you need to trust the heaven you got in you. Now, how are you questioning whether or not you're going to go to heaven when you already got a little heaven on the inside of you? Don't let the devil play that trick with you. You sure you gonna get in? Bro, I'm already in. He in me. He's the host. I'm hosting him because one day he's gonna host me. Ooh, Jesus, I feel like taking off right now, boy. With it, Bahasha. Glory to God. Excuse me. Enjoying myself. Now watch this next verse. Verse 8. And I say unto you, I say unto thee, now listen to this. He just a couple of times said, I'm talking to Simon, the son of Jonah. And he said unto thee that thou art. He wasn't talking about what your name is. He says, you are a Peter. What do you mean, a Peter? Well, I think in the Greek, it's a piece of rock, fragment of it. He ain't rock, but something happens when you get a revelation of the rock. A little rock is gonna make you more sound. The more you understand who Jesus is, the more solid you become.
Sir, come on.
You become solid.
Come on.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Amen. Thou art. I think it would be even closer to the truth if I said, thou art Rocky. Mm-hmm. Not Balboa. But thou art rock. Thou art Peter. And upon this rock. What rock? Now we gotta answer that. Upon this rock. You're gonna understand a lot about Satan's attack after this. Upon this rock. All right, who's the rock? Okay, he is Jesus, but in context of what I'm reading here, he is saying, upon this revelation of Jesus. Upon this revelation of Jesus, I'm gonna build my church. Upon this revelation that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the anointed one. Jesus is the one that removes burdens and destroys yoke. Jesus is the anointed one. The anointing is not just a shake, rattle, and roll. The anointing removes burdens and destroys yokes. Hallelujah. If you are a singer and when you sing, everybody in church get a headache, you are not anointed. The anointing doesn't bring burdens, it removes burdens, praise God. And just cause you fall out on the floor doesn't mean you're anointed. I'm so fed up with people just falling out. You can't hardly help it because the guy praying for you, you know, if you control the head, the body got to follow. And he gets you and put your head all the way back down. You ain't got to do that. If the anointing's there, you ain't got to do that. Because I am not as concerned about you falling out as much as I am how you get up. Because if you fell out sick and get up the same way, then you didn't encounter nothing. But if you fell out sick and got up and the sickness has been removed, then I look at the anointing based on how you get up rather than you fell out. Somebody shout, glory.
Glory.
Say it again, glory.
Glory.
Why you got to say that? Because that's what you're about to encounter.
Yeah.
No, maybe here, but in your living.
Okay.
Taffy and I are convinced it's in your living.
Yeah.
It's not come to church and like a circus. Let's see what the circus act. No. In your living. In your living, you got to live this. It's Jesus in your getting up, and Jesus in your getting dressed, and your Jesus going to work, and your Jesus being around hellish people, and your Jesus, you know, driving in the car, and your Jesus walking to lunch. It's your Jesus encountering all being slandered. It's your Jesus when they messing with you. It's your Jesus. It's living your Jesus when the money ain't right, when you got to figure out how to pay the bill. It's living with him in all of those situations. It's a daily fellowship with Jesus and you believing what you believe who Jesus is that causes maturity and growth in your life. It's not coming to church to see, oh, let's see if we're going to see some, what show? What show we got today? Man, I don't do shows. You don't really, this is, I don't think it's hard, but somebody say, well, we come to church to worship the Lord. I see what you're saying, you know, the songs. But real worship takes place when outside the church. It's like when you leave here and you got to go home to a husband or a wife and some children and you got a job to do and you got, you know, wife duties to carry out and you got all that stuff going on. You come here to get built up. So when you go out there, you can worship God, and that means, Lord, do through me and with me what you want to do. And worship takes place where you're like, okay, God, I'm your instrument. What do you want me to do? Oh, Lord, they just said that to me. How you want to use me? How you want to use me, Lord? How you want to use me? That's where the worship takes place. It's like when I went yesterday to get me a veggie bowl. I really wanted to go to Sprout to get cookies, but the Lord helped me. And the service was just so excruciating, hard. And I stood there fighting me. Because I knew if I can control my mouth, I can control everything else. And I just wanted to say something. I'm just standing here. Everything ain't ready. I'm standing here. All I gotta do is tap my car and we can go. Why won't you thought, no matter what, you control this tongue, because this is worship. This is worship. And the reason why I mix it with songs, because sometimes you got to sing a song to help you through what God's trying to get you to do in a pressure situation. And when she finally got it, I made sure to say it very clearly and with kindness. Thank you so much for your service. Now, my head was like as crappy as it was. Thank you so much for your service. Now, some of you would think, well I'm not going to give a tip. No, that ain't right. Because worship is looking beyond what you feel like and asking God for some empathy for maybe something happened that's kind of, you know, messing with her day, and I still need to be a blessing to her. That's worship, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
The circus should no longer be in church. I have put out all the clowns and got rid of all of the circus acts so you can come here and get built up and have some for real church, so when you go out there where it matters, your light will shine to such a point. Now, you are not the light. Jesus is the light, but we want to see that light in you. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Okay. I try is an honest lie. You come to church this morning? I try. You know you ain't coming. Honest lie. He said, I say unto thee that thou art a Peter, and upon this revelation of Jesus being the Christ, I'm going to build my church on the revelation of Jesus being the Christ, the revelation of Jesus being righteous, the revelation of Jesus being holy and pure. I'm going to build my church on Jesus. And notice what he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It what? The church or the revelation of Christ? The devil's not going to prevail against the revelation you get of Christ, which is why Taffy and I are trying to preach it with our hair on fire. Jesus. It's Jesus. Don't waste your time with these silly little revelations about nothing. Get your focus on the revelation of Jesus. When baby need a pair of shoes, it's Jesus that I'm going to stand on. Look, you got a light bill due, Jesus. You even got a gas bill due, Jesus. Doctor said I'm sick, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is my way in. Jesus is my way out. Jesus is my healing. He's my deliverance. He's my financier. The gates of hell won't prevail against that. But some crackerjack principle from some life coach, I tell you, the gates of hell might knock that down. Might not be the gates of hell. Might be Jesus will knock that down. Technology is interesting, but don't let technology come between you and Jesus. And don't allow technology to think it can take Jesus's place. We're about to enter into the next 2 or 3 years of some of the most technological advances that this country has ever seen before, but you gotta make sure you know how to use it so it don't use you. I just gotta mention verse 19, just so you'll know. And with this revelation of Jesus, I'm gonna give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you forbid on earth, bind, shall be forbidden in heaven. And whatsoever you shall permit on the earth or loose on the earth shall be permitted in heaven. He now says, I give you the right to exercise the authority of Jesus while you're living this grace life. Every now and then, you need to let the devil know who he's dealing with. Like, bro, I'm just not some little scrub Christian living down here. You know who I am? I am a son of the Most High God. And by the blood of Jesus, he's accepted me into this sonship, which means I have access to the anointing of the Anointed One. And in fact, if you really want to know the truth, the Anointed One allowed me to be part of the Anointed Ones, and I can execute authority on this planet. And I don't have to do it 100 times. I already know who I am. I trust Jesus. So he's given you a name above every name. Jesus. But some people don't have enough to for the name to work. You just articulate it because you read about, well, in the name of Jesus this and in the name of Jesus that, but you really don't believe it because your foundation has been destroyed and you don't know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Say it three times. I'm the righteousness of God. You believe it?
Yes.
Well, praise God for that. I believe I'm the righteousness of God. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10 and 11 in the NLT. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 10 and 11. In the NLT, verse 10 says, because of God's grace to me, wow, because of God's grace to me, this grace, this unmerited, abounding provision and the operation of his unrestrained, infinite love that functions through Jesus Christ for mankind, especially for those who depend on him, this operation of his love, because of this operation, he said to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. Verse 11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have laid. Jesus Christ. And many will come, many have already come, to try to love, to try to lay other foundations. The foundation is Jesus. I said, the foundation is Jesus. I said, the foundation is Jesus. In him we move, in him we breathe, in him we have our very being. Our foundation will only shake if it has been built on something other than Christ himself. And that's what it's got to be about, folks. That's what it's got to be about in our lives and in everything that we cover. Now, the old covenant, let's go there just for a moment. Let's look at this other foundation, this foundation that is probably or would probably be declared self-righteousness, a foundation that's based on performance. In other words, for many years, a lot of us thought the foundation was what we do. And obedience was the foundation. I'll do that, Lord. Obedience is the foundation. And I got to obey. And I know this is freaking you out because all your life we've all heard that. I got to obey. Because we felt like obedience, my obedience to the law, my performance where the law is concerned, it now becomes your foundation. And that foundation is based in self-righteousness and based in performance. But very few people recognize that that was adjusted even in, go to Romans chapter 1 and 5. In the New Covenant, there is something, a phrase that is mentioned at least twice in the New Covenant that is the phrase obedience to the faith. There's obedience to the law, the Mosaic law, but in the New Covenant, there is obedience to the faith. He says through Christ,
God has given us the privilege and the authority as apostles to tell Gentiles everywhere what God has done for them so that they will believe and obey him, bringing glory to his name. Go to the King James. I want them to see this phrase. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. What is that? Obedience to the faith is simply believing what Jesus has finished. When you believe the finished works of Jesus, you are being obedient to the faith. Obedience to the faith is just believing. It's watch this. It's right believing. Obedience to the faith is right believing. And that freaks people out because now you're having to move from obedience to the law, where you're performing and doing something, okay, versus obedience to faith, where you are believing right according to what Jesus has finished. And that continues to be a struggle amongst Christian people as we make the switch to understanding this new covenant. This is the new covenant. And under the new covenant, the new covenant does not require obedience to your performance of the law to do good, to get good. Under the new covenant, it is obedience to faith or right believing to receive what Jesus has already done. It's already done. Your healing's already done. Your deliverance is already done. It's already done. But if you, under the new covenant, start operating by obedience to the law, what you're going to do is, I'm going to obey by performing, and you will frustrate the grace of God. Obedience to the faith, I believe in Jesus. I believe I'm the righteousness of God. I believe that I'm healed. I believe that I am holy. I believe it's right believing. And then what do you do when you got that obedience to the faith right? I am resting in what Jesus has done. I am resting in who Jesus is, and I am resting in what Jesus has done. So where's the church right now? The church right now has been saturated in performance-based religion. And the Mosaic law is a performance-based law. Check it out yourself. It's all about, and if you do, and if you do, and if you do, and if you do, and if you do this, then you'll get this. And if you do this, then you'll get this. And then you move on down in verse 28, it says, now, let me show you what if you don't do it. If you don't do it, then this gonna happen to you. And if you don't do it, then this curse will come onto you. And if you don't do it, so the old covenant of the law is based on, if you do, then you'll get blessed. If you don't do, then you'll get cursed. And Jesus said, this is too flawless for fallen people to keep.
Do you know who you are? It's a question the world often struggles with, but God's Word provides the answer for His children. In Creflo Dollar's two-message series, Understanding the Foundation of Righteousness, you can uncover the foundation on which to build your life so that your identity is secure. Download a digital copy today for a love gift of $6 or more. Simply scan the QR code, call the number on your screen, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
Are you ready to finally shed your mask, the heavy burdens, the expectations, and be the real you? This isn't just a conference, it's a movement. Join us for Taffy Dollar's 2025 Women's Conference, March 20th to 21st, where bold, unapologetic women gather to spark change, boundaries, and redefine the future.
And we're not trying to convince somebody of something that we're not, because we're so secure in Him.
This is your opportunity to rise, to take your rightful place, to be acknowledged, celebrated, and empowered as the real woman you are.
Because discovering our identity in Christ can be freeing if for too long we've felt confined or constrained by what others think of us or what they expect of us.
Taffy Dollars 2025 Women's Conference. Because the world needs the real you, now more than ever. Register today.
I want to extend a special thanks to those of you out there who are committed to giving into our international efforts. Those of you who sow precious seeds into this ministry help us with our global missions all over this world. This year, we partner with organizations all over the world to help rescue human trafficking victims, build irrigation systems, and support orphanages, schools, and homes for the elderly. Meeting the physical and spiritual needs of hurting people opens the door to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you for helping us minister to people everywhere. And may God bless you.
Log on to our website at missions.creflodollarministries.org to see all the work we do at Creflo Dollar Global Missions. Thank you for your support.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that he was the sin offering. And I receive him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive you and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.